Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, one-stop shop for everyone feeling stuck in their career and who are looking to identify, change, and succeed at their new fulfilling work. I'm your host, Vilma Seita. Let's go. Episode 1. Hello and welcome to my virtual podcast living room. That's how I actually imagine it to be, by the way, when I'm recording, is that I have a bunch of friends and clients in my place and we're chilling, chatting, drinking coffee, maybe some Prosecco. So welcome. I'm actually going to start off with a little bit of a confession. This is my probably 7th attempt at recording this episode. And it is much harder than I actually imagined it to be. Even though this is not my first podcast, I definitely have done this before. But for some reason, putting this out there in the world can feel a little bit scary, which was very interesting for me to find. And I think the reason why is because there will be a bunch of people who know me, who are familiar with my work, maybe some of my clients are going to be listening to this. So obviously you already kind of have an idea what to expect, but there are probably going to be people who have never heard of me. And this is going to be their first introduction to who Vilma is and what Vilma believes in. And that is a little bit daunting. I really wanted to make sure that I leave a good first impression. Right? Because first impressions are, after all, whether we like it or not, important. And I was really putting a lot of pressure on myself to make this first episode, quote unquote, perfect. Even though I don't believe in perfection myself, right? And that is what I preach to everyone I meet, you know, draw perfection. And I had prepared really detailed show notes, and I had planned out the episode, and I changed my plan 15 times, and I really wanted to make sure that I am not waffling, that you get a lot of value straight off the bat. And when I record it the first 3 or 4 times, I listen back and I realize that I'm not being authentic. Even though I, you know, the information that I was sharing is exactly what I wanted to share, but it just felt off. Because I am someone who is very passionate and especially about career change. This is not just a podcast for me so I could gain new clientele or be able to say that I have a podcast. If anything, I feel like these days, and I don't know if you guys agree with me, I feel like these days everyone has a podcast. So you're not really, it does not add any of sort of authority value that much anymore, I feel. So for me, really, the reason why I'm releasing this podcast to the world is because A, this is something that I've been thinking of and silently and quietly preparing for almost 2 years. So essentially, I'm a proud elephant mama. You guys know, right, that elephants stay pregnant for 18 to 22 months. So definitely long overdue here. But another thing is that I am extremely passionate about helping people who are stuck in their careers. This is not just a niche that I picked out because it felt like it's lucrative. It is something that I do because I cannot not do this. I feel like this whole topic and subject area chose me. I feel like I didn't even choose it. Do you guys know what I mean? I don't know if you can relate, but I feel like the whole topic of purpose and the fact that we are created in a very specific way, and the fact that we have certain skill set and interests and values, it is all for a reason. It's not an accident, right? And for me, sort of preaching that message has always been so incredibly important. There's nothing that I love more than sort of meeting new people and hearing what they're passionate about and then trying to help them or steer them into the right authentic direction for them. Like literally nothing excites me more than that. Okay. I'm going to save you from telling you my whole life story here. I'm pretty sure that this is going to be revealed eventually, little by little, as we progress through the episodes. But for those of you who are completely new in my orbit, my name is Vilma Oseita, and I'm a life coach and a career consultant. For me, it all started as a personal journey around 7 years ago, I'd say, when I started my career change process. And it was a very emotional, long, complex, dark period in my life, after which I naturally transitioned into coaching. And I got certified and I started doing the work that I do now to this day, which is essentially supporting people with their very own career change and helping them, first of all, identify and then make that switch from usually extremely unfulfilling towards meaningful and purpose-led work. And this podcast is truly just an extension of my passion for my profession and for my mission. Okay, so now that we're finished with that short introduction, I want to move into the next part, which is giving you a bit of a disclaimer. You must be thinking, great, she's already starting with disclaimers. Yes, I am. And that disclaimer is to let you know who this podcast is for, because it will not be for everyone. And my goal is to serve as many people as I can. So I want to spend some time letting you know who this is for, because if it's not for you, you can then opt out early and spend your time on something that you actually need at this point in time to help you out. Okay. So you will definitely find this podcast useful if you're someone who is currently employed, and the chances are that you maybe have been employed for some time and the money might be good and you have all the social markers, but the career path just does not fulfill you at all or anymore. And this is how it might be manifesting for you. First of all, you're probably feeling quite drained and tired in spite of whether you have a huge workload or you have little work to do, you end up feeling just as tired. You also might be feeling uninspired and borderline numb. It may feel to you like you're just going through the motions, right? You may be experiencing episodes of depression, powerlessness, and this sense of pointlessness, especially when you have to get up in the morning to go to work. Maybe not so much relevant in the corona times, because probably your office is literally next room. I remember my days when I was back in the corporate world, when I would hear the alarm clock, I would literally puke in my mouth. Excuse the visual, but this is exactly how it felt. So if you can relate with what I just shared, this podcast is definitely for you. Another interesting symptom when you know that you're not in the right career path is if your immune system is down. Meaning that you may be getting ill a lot, catching random colds often, not corona related. You may be suffering from mystery symptoms or some sort of physical ailments where the doctors just shrug their shoulders and they say there's nothing physically, biologically wrong with you, right? But you are experiencing maybe headaches, maybe tummy aches. And that all makes sense because the body is always communicating to us and is always sending us signals, letting us know when something is off, when a choice that we made in our life is not in alignment with our truth. And this podcast is definitely for you if you just literally, when it comes to your career, feel like you are suffocating, like you're stuck in the wrong movie. And this is where I'm going to give example that probably my clients are going to laugh because I give this example a lot because I am completely and utterly obsessed with Sarah Blakely. Oh, Lord. For those of you who don't know, Sarah Blakely is the founder and the CEO of Spanx. And basically, she tells a story. She has a story which I love to tell, which I think is very, very sort of good example of how someone feels when they're not in alignment. And she says that when she was in her late 20s, she was actually a salesperson and she was selling fax machines door to door in the States. And apparently back in the day, fax machines were still a thing and that was her job. And she says that at one point, whether her car broke down or she just pulled off in a random location when she was going to another town. And she goes, like, I started just bawling my eyes out and screaming, saying that I am stuck in the wrong movie. This cannot be my life. Like, call the director, cut. This is not happening. I disagree. This cannot be my life. And I feel like a lot of people who are stuck in the wrong careers, this is exactly how they silently feel inside. And the worst part of it is that you may also be feeling completely stuck. Like, you know that there could be something out there for you, and you may be, you know, reading endlessly about meaningful careers or looking at people who seem to be enjoying their work and being like, what's the secret? Like, how did they do it? Right? Or maybe saving those articles on how to change your career in 5 easy steps, or how to find your purpose in 5 easy steps. And the reason I'm laughing because I was one of those people. If I showed you the library and my archive of of all this information that I would save and be try to work it out, what was it that I was supposed to do? Because I knew for sure I was not on the right track. But at the same time, I had no idea what the next step could be for me. I didn't even know where to start. Or you might be actually on the opposite side of the spectrum, where you are unhappy in your work and you actually have a lot of ideas and interests that you could pursue, but for some reason you just cannot decide which one of them to commit to, as you may be feeling that this is literally your last chance to change anything in life when it comes to your career. So you really want to make sure that it's the right decision, and you put a lot of pressure on yourself and probably get stuck in the analysis paralysis or compare despair kind of stage, where you just analyze and not do anything about it. And this is a huge one. For some reason, like, people get really dramatic in their brain about the choice, the next step that they need to make. They think it's life or death. They think it's either right or wrong, black or white. And if they, you know, if they make the wrong decision, they're going to burn in hell forever. That's sort of pressure that they put on themselves. And actually, that is not true at all. And some of you might actually have even already tried changing on your own and tried different industries and different businesses and roles, departments, but nothing really stuck for a longer time for you. And eventually, once your excitement wears off, you arrive at the same dreaded space of dullness. And that is usually, from my experience, because even if you think you were truly exploring different options, these options were still safe. They were still well padded. They were still within the logical region of what would make sense for you, right? But deep down, you know, you haven't really fully allowed yourself to go for it. So if you can identify with all of the above, or at least some of the above, you are in the right virtual podcast room. And I'm really happy that you are here. And I really hope that whatever I share with you in the upcoming episodes and today, it is going to serve you and inspire you to make that change in your life. Because you know what? You deserve it. And it's your birthright to actually enjoy the work that you do. And it is possible. And you are not alone. And a lot of people have already done that. All right. Let me talk a little bit about the actual topic for today, which sounds a little spooky. The shadow side of career change. But I felt personal responsibility to actually start off with this topic and to set the record straight. Because from all of the research that I've done, I feel like there is quite a bit of misleading information out there when it comes to what it actually takes for people to successfully transition and change their careers. And when I say successfully, I mean without pay cuts, without drama, and transitioning into a field, into a path that is authentic to them, that brings them fulfillment, meaning, and also that is sustainable, i.e. it's not going to be yet another pit stop for you on your path, but it's actually going to be your life's work. And this is not a sexy topic, by the way. I feel like I'm being a little unorthodox, to be completely honest, starting my podcast with this particular topic. But at the same time, I feel like what I stand for is being really raw and real and truthful. And what I'm going to share today is essentially, I would say, a summary of what I have found to be true when it comes to changing careers. That comes from my own journey and also from my one-on-one work with quite a few people who have successfully shifted and transitioned into career of purpose. And I have also witnessed quite a few unsuccessful attempts to change careers, especially when people are transitioning to a completely different industry. So the reason why those around us have not been successful in their career change attempts is because only 10 to 20%, I would say, of career change is what I like to call the mechanics. That is running a few psychometric tests, you know, networking, interviewing, working on your CV or resume for my American friends, or creating some sort of transition plan or preparing your financials. That is mechanics. Anyone can do that with a bit of determination and basic Google skills. And that is exactly what the majority career advice out there is focused on. The mechanics. The how. However, the mechanics is not the determining factor of a successful career change. What is determining whether you'll succeed is the remaining 80 to 90%. And that is what I personally decided to call the shadow side of career change. The dark side, a lot of career consultants will not talk about, or for some reason will not spend enough time on. And how you handle the so-called shadow side will be the factor and will determine whether you will manage to find a career path which is authentic to you and which is sustainable long-term. And here I'd really love to share with you the three components to the shadow side that I personally believe, if tackled properly, will allow you to come out on top. So the very first one of those is the identity shift. This is what we need to understand and really respect. When we are going through the career change, our sense of identity will have to completely shatter before it can be reconfigured. No matter how unhappy and unfulfilled you may be feeling in your current job, your wish to change will make you confront massive questions about your identity. And as you know, ego loves to associate itself with identity and with a title. So you will have to review everything. You'll have to ask yourself who you are, who you thought you should be, who did you hope to become or perhaps feared of becoming? Perhaps you're afraid to be like your father or like your mother. Emotionally, it's going to be very, very hard to let go of the old identity that we have spent so much time and effort in creating and then protecting. And letting go will be even harder when the alternatives will still be super fuzzy and unclear. It will be a little bit like living inside a hurricane, where nothing is stable. And this is going to be particularly true during that so-called liminal or middle period that all the changers go through, where you are not who you were anymore, and you can't identify with all of the assumptions that you had about yourself anymore. But at the same time, you have not fully yet emerged into the new version of you. So an example I like to give here is, imagine that for all of your life, you have lived in one room, in a big house, and you only had one room. And at first, you really enjoyed that room, especially when you were younger. It was comfy, it had toys, you loved the colors in the room. But after some time, you started feeling like this room just does not feel like you anymore. You have outgrown it. You don't like the interior anymore. You know, you are sick of the view through the window. You really feel like you need to move on to something that feels a lot more like you because you have evolved. So your choices and your surroundings will have to evolve with you. And so you decide to leave that familiar room. And when you get out of the room, you find yourself in the long, dark corridor. Straight, long, dark corridor, right after the horror movies. And all you can do is just continue walking. However, while you're walking, you have no idea how long this corridor is going to be. You have no idea what that next room is going to look like. You have no idea how long it will take you to get to that room. So literally all you can do is just keep on walking. And that is going to be extremely challenging. If anything, majority of your career change process is going to be spent in that in-between transitory stage, which is extremely uncertain. In psychology, this is referred to as ambivalence, where we are in between holding on and letting go. Between desire to grab onto everything that is the past and between that impulse to rush too quickly into the future. And over a period of months, sometimes even years, we move back and forth. There is this dance between these two sides, two poles, as we explore the new opportunities and roles and we are installing the new identity. What's important, however, to remember here is that we should not see this period as a sign that something has gone wrong. And a lot of my clients get really frustrated during this period and get very impatient, and they think that they're doing it wrong. Actually, having this back and forth dance and being in this limbo is actually key to successful transitioning. It is a sign that you are doing it right. So that is the first element of the shadow side that you really need to pay attention to. The second one is working with damaging or what's commonly called as limiting beliefs. That is spending a lot of time reviewing, then uninstalling old and sabotaging beliefs and replacing them with empowering ones. If you ask me, the main cause and the main disease that the world is suffering from, aside from, again, Corona, is the old belief system that usually persists on keeping us stuck. We all have a bunch of deep-rooted beliefs, and usually they have formed back in the day when we were little, and they have often started off with a positive intent, usually to protect us, right? And while they have served us back then, they have remained the same. And these same beliefs that used to protect us now end up sabotaging us and holding us back. That's why you hear people say, oh, I really know I need to change something, but I can't. Or I know I need to lose weight, but for some reason I keep on overeating. Or I need to leave that relationship, but for some reason I keep on going back. When you have that inner conflict, that's when you really know that people have conflicting limiting beliefs within them. For instance, consciously they may think that they're worthy of the healthy relationship, but they have a deep-rooted belief stemming from a childhood saying that they're not worthy of love, because the mother was absent or emotionally distant, and so on and so forth. And this is exactly how our beliefs end up running our lives through everyday choices that we make or we do not make and the actions we do not take because we are held back. So career change will require of you to unlearn everything that you are not. Recognize that false self that was created through limiting beliefs and recognize the way your false self behaves, because throughout the years we have actually learned to accept the false self as an indisputable part of ourselves, and then we'll need to peel it off layer by layer. And then we move into the last element of the shadow side of career change, which is a bit of a sneaky one, to be honest, but nonetheless very, very powerful and often completely stops people from pursuing a different career. And that is dealing with the loved ones. Believe it or not, a lot of us have actually stagnated or dropped a lot of ideas that we had in our lives because we were so afraid to disappoint or to lose the approval of our loved ones or the people that we care about and admire. The reason why it's sneaky is because it's not straightforward. If you really ask opinions of your loved ones, I'm pretty sure that a lot of them would respond positively when you would tell them that you are looking to change career, that you're looking to pursue something that is authentic to you. However, after some time, what may happen, I'm not saying that is going to happen every single time, but you will have those people, whether in as your family members or your partners or your friends, who will come to you under the cover of concern saying, I'm really not sure whether this is the right thing for you. I'm concerned this is not financially smart decision for you. You have so much security in your current job. Do you really want this? Or, you know, parents, the older generation, my mother, for instance, when I was going through the change, she was telling me, Vilma, but I don't understand. Like, you have a job and you get paid monthly. What else do you want? You know, our generation, we were just happy that we had a job. Look at the marketplace. Look at the, you know, what's happening in the world. You should be really grateful. In majority of these cases, when you hear comments like that, these people are not expressing their concern for you. What they're doing is showing you their own limitations that they're projecting upon you. They have no way of predicting or knowing whether your change is going to be successful, whether you're going to succeed in general. All they know is how much they have allowed themselves to believe about what's possible for them, and they will do their absolute best to share that with you. And you are already feeling uncertain. You are already dealing with a lot. So having those comments, no matter how innocent, a lot of the times these people will not even know what they're doing. They will believe that they're coming and talk to you to help you. That can completely F you up and shake your confidence in the whole process completely. So what's really important here is to know A, how to prepare your loved ones, and then B, how to communicate with them and how much to tell them in general. I always talk about that with my clients. You need to be very protective of your plans, at least to start off with, because you have no idea just how powerful a single sentence from your father could be. It could get stuck in your brain and could completely stop you from pursuing your dreams. So that's a big one. So there you have it. If we don't learn how to first and foremost address these three shadow aspects, which is overcoming identity shift, reviewing the limiting belief systems and changing them up, and then dealing with the loved ones appropriately, no perfect interviewing technique, no perfect cover letter strategy is going to help you. Because first we need to tackle the mindset, the belief system, the support systems, and then the mechanics will come. The how will come. The strategy will appear. You will find a way how to do that. So you may be thinking, all good. Thanks, Vilma. Thanks for sharing. But what do I do about it? How do I deal with them? And that is exactly what I'm going to cover in my upcoming episodes. So I'll be sharing with you how to address each and every one of them. And I'll also share some stories and invite some people over who have managed to deal with the shadow side of the career change successfully. So I think that's going to be very interesting and useful for both you and me. And to wrap it up, I would like to leave you with a little bit of a lighter, brighter note. And a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, especially if you are currently in that part where you are just about to start your change and everything may be seeming very ambiguous and uncertain and daunting. I want to tell you that you are not the only one who's dealing with similar thoughts and similar problems. A lot of people, I'd even go to say as majority of people, actually deal with similar states and similar question marks about their choices on a daily basis. But not a lot of people will admit to it, as for some reason, there's still quite a bit of shame attached to admitting that you might have fallen into the wrong career. And even less people will actually do something about it. So the fact that you're here, the fact that you clicked on the episode link and you have listened up until now, that already is an achievement, and I really want you to clap for yourself. I'll clap for you. And you should celebrate, because you are a very special snowflake. And I say that in the most complimentary, beautiful, loving way, because you know that something is off and you're willing to do something about it. And you also need to know that there are so many examples of people, so many cases where people have changed and transitioned and they never looked back. And their life went from literally living in black and white to this full range of rainbow colors and flavors. And that is available for you too. And one final note before you go. I have a goodie bag for you. What? Listen, my rule is awareness plus action, meaning that no amount of knowledge will change your life unless you apply it and you put that information into action. So I'd really like to set a tradition here at the Career Change Podcast of giving you some homework, a question or two to ponder upon during the week that I will not be speaking to you. You know, guys, how you get that little goodie bag or a thank you present when you attend a birthday party or a wedding. So this is my little present for you. So if you're someone who's been thinking about changing your career but hasn't done so yet, I really want you to take this week to ask yourself some questions as to why you haven't done so. I want you to think about it, and I want you to go deep and raw and real. No BS answers and no answers that you think you should give. And really list at least 3 reasons why you think you haven't started your career change properly yet. Once you have those 3 answers, by the way, you can have more. If more comes, that's even better. That's more information for you to work with. But let's say you have 3 answers. Once you have an answer, take each of them and then, first of all, ask yourself why. And when you have an answer to the question why, ask yourself, is it absolutely true? So let me give you an example to make it clearer. So for instance, your reason, one of the reasons why you think you have not made that career change move, is because it would be selfish for you to do that right now. Then I want you to ask yourself why. Your answer to that could be, well, it would be selfish because if I actually ended up pursuing this, I would not have enough time left for my family, my relationship, my kids, fill in the gap. Then I want you to take that answer and ask yourself, is it absolutely true? And see what comes. I suspect you will uncover quite a few interesting belief systems there that might even surprise you. I know for myself, sometimes when I do these exercises or just do a simple brain dump, the stuff that comes out of my brain really surprises me. So please do it for yourself. Do this little homework. And if you feel like it, share your responses with me. Share your thoughts, whatever comes to you. I'm on Instagram, or you can send me an email. I'm going to add all my contact information in the show notes. So please share. Literally, I love reading that stuff. Gives me life. And the reason why I've chosen this goodie bag to be in the form of questions is because I'm a believer that the quality of our life is always a direct reflection of the questions that we're asking ourselves. So if you ask yourself the right question, you will get the clarity that you need. All right, so that's what I had for you today. I will be dropping my episodes each Monday because Monday is my absolutely favorite day of the week. You heard it right. I'm a weirdo like that. So I will release the next episode on January 4th, which is going to be the first Monday of January. And I will do my absolute best to keep these episodes as short and to the point as possible. But as you can see with this episode, I did not exactly succeed. I was aiming for sort of a 20-minute mark. But I am a talker and I feel like I have a lot to share and I'm really excited to share that with you. So some of the episodes might be a little longer. As to be expected, at the end of podcast episodes, I will ask you to please review, please share, please comment on these episodes. I'm really called to spread this message with as many people as possible. And in order for me to be able to do that, I do need engagement. These are the rules of the game. But I am very quietly determined to start what I like to refer to as a polite purpose revolution, where more and more people embrace their unique strengths and values and gifts and feel empowered to share them with the world. And then get fulfillment, meaning, and of course, financial success in return. So my purpose revolution will die down quickly if I don't get my purpose troopers sharing and supporting and spreading the message. So I am going to thank you. I'm going to love you and I'm going to leave you for now. Speak to you on Monday. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you enjoy my content, please subscribe to my podcast. I have added detailed instructions on how to do that on my webpage, link in the show notes. And please also donate a few minutes of your time to rate and leave a review. It will mean the world to me. Also, don't forget to share this with anyone who is thinking of career change. It may be that last little bit of push they need to turn the career around.